Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts, and you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. I can't see you, but I appreciate you, and just your continued support. And what I'm going to do right now is slide into our very first track, and I'll be right back at you. Let's get it.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels, much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feel in the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory, wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. for the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you led strong in spirit and truth, others may run. Doubt when it's scary, visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry, visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines for anybody who wants to. If you want to spit something, if you want to say something, if you want to give a shout-out, I'll most definitely shout you out for calling in. And I appreciate you. So with that being said, I got a caller on the line. What's up, Miss Burnett?
Yeah, what's up, what's up? It's been a long
How you
time,
doing?
Girl. I got my house. I'll be moving in.
Oh,
November the 1st. Thank you, Jesus. I got my house.
Amen. Congratulations.
I'll be moving in November the 1st.
Oh, amen, amen, amen. How does it feel?
It feels so good, girl. And guess what? God opened the door. I ain't got to pay a cent. Be paying my rent for me.
That is a blessing.
Yes, it is. Good blessing. Yes, it is. I got to pay another cent. They paying my rent for me.
Amen. So you moving in, you ready to go. New beginning.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready to go. Ready to get into some of my own. I've been running for 3 years. So now it's time to get into some of my own. Yes, ma'am. I'm glad to hear
it. Yes.
I'm glad to hear it. I'll be getting in the first. I got a couple more days here. Yeah, all the glory will go to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Thank
amen.
You
better say that.
Thank you. Thank you. All the glory will go to him.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
When you stay on the line, I'm so happy for you. You made my day today. You just don't know.
Okay. Made
my right,
too.
Amen. I'm glad it's working out.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, everybody. That's Miss Burnett on the line. And we're going to go to one more track and be right back at you.
Was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite after school program to lean on for affection. She would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers, with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem like tea. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. Thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. Just want to give a couple PSAs, public service announcements. First and foremost, my book has been released. It has been published, and it's on Amazon Live now. You get the paperback book. The name of the book is called Walking in Purpose, The Passion. I finally finished the book. And would love for you guys to check it out. It is an inspirational and self-help guide. It actually has the inspirational nuggets I give during the shows and more inspirational nuggets I give as a counselor, a sister, a mother, a friend, all those different things, you know, a counselor. So all the different titles that I hold, I took that and compiled that and put it in a book. It's also a journal, so you can actually write in the book. It is yours to keep. I hope it helps you grow. To be the best version of yourself, because in the end, if what I say can help you along your journey, that's awesome. That means I've done my job and I've touched somebody in a positive way. That's my only passion. That's what I want to do. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, talk it. I won't be offended, but I'm just giving you the best that I have, you know, on this journey. So that's what I do here. And I decided to, hey, let's put it in a book. And it's actually a part of my first edition of like my curriculum for life coaching. So when I'm life coaching, whether it's individual or a group session, you have that, you know, you can have the book, you know, go along with the curriculum that I'll be teaching with life coaching with art healing components. So making a fun class, something to help you think outside the box. And like I say, I always say be the best you know how to be. So that book is out, and also Mr. Gary Savage, which is also Butch Wyatt, his book is out, which is on www.lulu.com. You guys check that book out. His book is, if you look up Butch Wyatt, you'll see, and you can most definitely check that show out. All right, you guys, be right back at you in just a second.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy, Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only Chyna. We call her Chyna.
Thank you, guys, for that quick blip. Just had some different technical difficulties, but I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening, everybody who takes time out to listen to the show. I can't see you, but I do see the stats, so I do like to acknowledge people. I like to give people their flowers while we're here, because no 2 days are the same, first and foremost. And you just never know what can happen in your life. So just taking time out to say thank you. And with that being said, I hope and pray that you tap into your gifts, whatever your gifts are, be the best you know how to be. And this is a part of my inspirational nuggets for the day. And I've been talking about acceptance all this week to a couple friends of mine. And that was my biggest inspirational nugget, is accepting things and accepting people for who they are, you know, instead of trying to get people to be who we want them to be. And it's not to avoid disappointment. It's actually to accept them as they are, to bring you peace of mind. Because acceptance is for peace of mind. And sometimes acceptance comes with a hard pill to swallow, because we might want our kids to be a certain way, people in our lives to be a certain way. And that doesn't always happen. So accepting them as they are, who they are, can actually remove that remedy of trying to make people be and give you what you want. Life doesn't always go like that. And I was listening to Dr. Miles Monroe, who, Lord, I wish that man was still living, who gives awesome advice about, you know, just spiritual advice. He's a pastor, Bahamian pastor. And we do have some people that call from Bahamas. Shout out to 242 in the building. We are praying for you guys and the recovery from that storm that we just recently had, Hurricane Dorian. So just big shout out to 242. We do miss you guys calling in. I pray all is well, and I pray you guys get back on the track, like get back up here with your track, and also call in live. A lot of people don't know, we have a lot of people who call in all over the world that you don't get a chance to hear, but I get a chance to talk to back and forth through text messages. Text messages, chats, and different things, people let me know they're on the line. So I'm just shouting you guys out. I have supporters from behind the scenes, so I appreciate the people who support me from behind the scenes. You can't see, but the support is there, and I like to say thank you. But with that being said, just acceptance. Acceptance, like I say, it doesn't come always like we want it to or we planned it, but that's that thing with acceptance and expectations. Don't get me wrong. I want you to expect the best, have the best, hope for the best. But I was talking about when expectations, when we try to change people. That's not going to happen, you know. People are going to be who they are. We're just accepting that. With that being said, I'm actually going to shut the show down tonight. I hope you guys be blessed. Have a wonderful night, and I'll get back at y'all next Tuesday. Keep pushing, keep praying, and keep dreaming. God bless you all.